Mornings with Joe and Jana. Tucker Wetmore, 3, 2, 1. Good morning. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. It is the 10th day of September. Hope all is well with you. It's hot dog day.
Yum.
Also TV dinner day, so nobody's cooking today.
I haven't had a TV dinner in a really long time.
Great story.
That used to be so good.
We're going to follow that up later. Today's also World Suicide Prevention Day. And I like what they do in Australia. Australia, they have a holiday today. They call it Are You Okay Day today.
I love that.
And the idea behind that is to ask people today and other days as well if they're okay, how they're doing. Good things you need to know this morning. Two Cape May County school districts looking into possibly consolidating. Cape May and West Cape May districts are seeking a consulting firm to perform a feasibility study. Back in June, the Cape May School Business Administrator received notice of a $50,000 grant from the state to look at regionalization and shared services between the two smaller school districts.
For the 50th straight year, the New Jersey Firefighters Convention happens in North Wildwood this weekend. 3/9/11 remembrance ceremonies will kick off activities tomorrow. Events run through Sunday and are open to the public.
Anybody lose a manatee? Our friends at the Marine Mammal Stranding Center in Brigantine say they're monitoring a manatee that was spotted in Monmouth County over the last few days. It's rare for a manatee to be this far north, but it does happen. Most likely, the manatee will be slowly making its way south. Boaters are urged to keep their distance.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Cloudy and breezy, scattered showers, high of 60.
Entry 107.3. We're Joe and Jana. Good morning. It's time now for Jana's Fangirl Update.
Well, Carrie Underwood swapped the big stage for Sunday service, leading worship at Rolling Hills Church in Tennessee. She looked so cute in a white maxi dress. She had a denim duster on, too. She belted out, "Pour Your Spirit Out," and had the whole congregation in awe. Not her first time, either. Carrie's basically proving that she can crush, you know, country hits and worship anthems with the same powerhouse vocals. We've got the moment up for you right now, catcountry1073.com. Make sure you don't miss that one. Luke Bryan's really tight with the Duck Dynasty fam. I don't think that's a secret really anymore. Now he's helping the next generation chase their dream. Willie Robertson's son, Will Jr., says Luke told him the key to songwriting is actually just living life. And it paid off. The two even co-wrote Will Jr.'s new single, Home. It leans into faith and the importance of family. Everything we know about Luke Bryan's collab with the Duck Dynasty fam, that's up now on the Cat Country 107.3.
Producers have confirmed the news. Luke will be coming back for another season as a judge as American Idol.
Good, along with
Lionel Richie. And yes, Carrie Underwood will be back for her second season.
She did good last year. It was great.
24th year of American Idol. But the question, Jana, is it relevant anymore? When was the last singer that has made a difference to come from American Idol?
I don't know. I watched American Idol last year because I loved the judge lineup. I don't know. You're right. Like, I never thought about, like, the winners.
Not making stars anymore.
The only one that we know of, I mean, Gabby Barrett has done really good stuff. Now she's, like, doing a lot of gospel stuff, but still.
Yeah, God bless her. The one after her is she works at 3. We're Joe and Jana. It's Wednesday. You know what that means. Good News Wednesday. We want to share your good news. Let us know the good things happening in your world, 609-383-1073, or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Are you excited that you got to eat Chick-fil-A last night? Maybe it was Popeye's, Taco Bell.
Popeye's.
That's good news. Yeah. All right.
We still have this down power pole causing problems in Millville. It's on Route 49 near East Avenue. Between East Avenue and Fairtown Gold Town Road, again, a down power pole, of course, some down power lines because of that. Be careful in that area. Take a different route if you can this morning. Cat Country 107.3, it's time for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening right now at Bridgeton Auto Mall.
All right.
We do this every weekday morning at this time. Nicole lives in Galloway, and she sent us today's joke. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you so much.
So your mom going crazy caring for her three little kids. She complains to her best friend, "They're driving me nuts. They give me no rest." Her friend says, "What you need is a playpen to separate the kids from yourself." So the mother goes out and buys a playpen. A few days later, her friend called to ask how things were. The new mom says, "Well, awesome. I can't believe it. I get in the playpen with a good book and the kids don't bother me at all." Before I love this, I ask you about things from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. You tell us if you have any idea what they are. A party line.
Yeah. So I've never gotten to use one, but I remember it from like movies and stuff. Like I think it's like a like three-way calling, right? Like when you kind of like when you add people to like your FaceTime call, but it's like on the phone.
Kind of.
Or is it what? No. A party line, it's like a phone chat room. Kind of, right?
No.
Like, you don't know who's on
no.
the line?
Oh, man. Okay, you literally had your phone account, like your phone on the wall. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
But in order to get a little bit of a cheaper deal, and I don't know how much cheaper, you actually shared your phone service with someone else who you didn't know.
What?
So if you would pick up your phone at home, somebody could be talking.
And you wouldn't, you might not know who that is.
And it wasn't
are.
For you.
That's so
And
funny.
You just have to hang up and wait till they're done talking before you made your call.
I'm already annoyed just at the thought of that.
So if, yeah, like, I got to call somebody, you pick up the phone, but you hear people talking, and you have no idea what they are, and like, hey, can you get off the phone? Because I need to make my call. No, I'm not.
It's like every dad, when their kids were using the internet, and they got on the phone, and they heard the...
But you had no idea who this person was, usually.
Which is crazy.
It was somebody in your neighborhood, but you didn't know who it was.
The call is not coming from inside the house.
Here's another one. A ditto machine. You know what a ditto machine was?
A diddle machine?
Ditto. D-I-T-T-O.
Oh, that makes a big difference. No idea.
Before we had copy machines, a ditto machine made copies. It was
paper?
Purple. It was purple and it smelled like grape Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Can we bring those back?
Yeah. How about rabbit ears?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, my grandma had this. So they're like the metal things that you'd put on top of a TV.
Otherwise known as antennas. Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
And you had to like mess with them.
A couple more. Yeah. Three more. Yellow pages. You know what the yellow pages were?
Yeah, I used to sit on those as kids. As a kid, like they would stack them and we would sit in the chair so that we could be higher.
But what were they? Other than booster seats.
That's exactly what they used them for. I like felt like white pages, like on the internet, but like a book.
White pages,
like on the right.
Yeah,
like,
it was like a phone book, an actual phone book. Phone book listing of businesses. That was the yellow pages. White pages were people.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
How about green stamps? What a green stamp was?
Green stamps.
Yes.
That's not like EBT, is it?
No.
I didn't know what EBT meant.
What's EBT?
That's like food stamps?
Oh, no.
I didn't know
These
if that was like the
stamps.
Old name of
green
them
stamps.
Or something. No, I have no idea.
They had loyalty points you'd get at the gas station usually. And they'd literally be stamps and you have to lick them and put them in a book and you'd save so many stamps you could get some stuff.
So it's like rewards at Wawa.
Yes, but it was at the gas station before they had food at the gas station.
Right. Yeah. And it was just fuel rewards. You couldn't use it inside.
Yes. And sometimes gas stations would have different gifts for you. Like you'd get a set of new dishes if you filled up your tank with gas.
Oh.
Or you get a nice Eagles glass or something like that.
See, the casino gives gifts like that. It's the thing. Oh, got
it. The gas stations
same
in
thing.
Those days, yes. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we off to today?
China, where people are as dumb as they are here.
Nice.
Officers arrested a man after a break-in at a house. When they went through his confiscated phone, they found photos of another man posing with big wads of cash.
Uh-oh.
Turns out the man police had in custody had recently done a break-in with another guy who insisted during the break-in that his photo be taken with all the money they got. The man in custody told cops it was our first robbery together. He was so thrilled he wanted to show it off.
A professional...
It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Cat Country, Good News Wednesday today. Coming up at 7:20, we're going to share your good news. Good morning. We're three things you need to know this morning. Two Cape May County school districts looking into possibly consolidating. Cape May and West Cape May districts are seeking a consulting firm to perform a feasibility study. Back in June, the Cape May School Business Administrator received notice of a $50,000 grant from the state to look at regionalization and shared services between the two smaller school districts.
For the 50th straight year, the New Jersey Firefighters Convention happens in North Wildwood this weekend. 3-9-11 remembrance ceremonies will kick off activities tomorrow Events run through Sunday and are open to the public.
Anybody lose a manatee? Our friends at the Marine Mammal Stranding Center in Brigantine say they're monitoring a manatee that was spotted in Monmouth County over the last few days. It's rare for a manatee to be this far north, but it does happen. Most likely, the manatee will be slowly making its way south. Boaters are urged to keep their distance.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Cloudy and breezy, scattered showers, high of 69.
News, you can get it to us at 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Cat Country morning birthdays begin right now.
Here we go. Let's do it.
Happy birthday, Rose Anderson of Mays Landing. Rose is 75.
Rose, happy birthday.
Robert Branca of Belle Plaine has a birthday today. Robert is 78.
Nice.
Liz Highfield of Galloway has a birthday. Happy birthday, Liz.
Woo!
Sherry Camp of Port Elizabeth celebrates a birthday. It's Missy Delaney's birthday. Missy from Galloway is 61.
All right, Missy.
Jay Strawn of Hamilton is 43. Mary Sue Henry of Heislerville is 45. Happy birthday to Justin Hope of Petersburg, who's 35. Don Pontano, Williamstown. Hey, Donnie.
Don.
72 today.
Happy birthday, Don.
Jack Phillips of Tuckerton is 57. Happy birthday, Jack. Happy birthday to Judy Branca of Egg Harbor Township. She's 76. And George Bowman of Swainton is 60.
Very nice.
We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country big birthday shout out today, Jack Phillips of Tuckerton.
Woo!
Happy birthday, Jack. One Man Band, Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's Wednesday. You know what that means.
I could use a little good news today.
That's right, kids. It's Good News Wednesday. We want to share your good news. 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Let's see. Let's start with Lisa from Mays Landing. Lisa says, finally closing on our first home tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. That's so exciting, Lisa.
Feels amazing to put down some roots, she said.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Brian from Tuckerton. Good news Wednesday. I just celebrated 5 years cancer-free.
Oh.
Grateful beyond words.
That's
good news.
Amazingly
we like
good
that.
News, for sure.
Victoria says, ungrateful teenager has left the building.
Help. Stay up.
You know, they'll be back. Don't worry.
Yeah.
They always come back.
That's true.
Karen.
That's true.
And again, they'll come back. And maybe a fourth time they'll come back. Karen says, I just got this new perfume. It has some pheromones in it.
Okay.
And it's supposed to attract me some good men. I think I'm going to venture out today. That's
See
good
what
news.
Happens.
Three mornings with Joe and Jana. It's Good News Wednesday. We're sharing your good news. You can get us to it. Get it to us at 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Have a couple more here. Karen and Ventnor finally got to walk the beach without tripping over 10 umbrellas.
Yes. That was going to be my good news.
Or falling in a hole.
Yeah.
I hate that one.
I got to enjoy the beach last week with nobody there. It was great.
Karen says September is my favorite. It's all of our favorites.
Yeah.
Jacqueline from Vineland, my kid's first week back to school lunches actually came home empty. He ate everything.
That is good news.
She says, that's a win in my book.
If you know, you know.
Or he traded it for a snake. Cat Country Morning Trivia now on the air. Phone number is 609-383-1073. Or you can hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Up for grabs today. Oh, 2 tickets to see Eric Church. His Free the Machine tour coming to Xfinity Mobile Arena. That's the new name of the building in Philadelphia. You got 2 tickets for Eric Church. It's next Thursday, September 18th at 7:30 p.m.
Nice, nice, nice.
Here's your question. There are currently about 155,000 of these in the United States. 155,000.
Okay.
50 years ago, there weren't any.
So there's been quite of a jump. Okay.
Yes, the first one in Chicago in the early 1980s. Since then, 154,999 of them. What are we talking about? There are 155,000 of these in the United States during any 50 years ago. 7.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Morning Trivia on the air. It's Take 2 tickets to see Eric Church next week in Philadelphia. Here's the question. There are currently about 155,000 of these in the United States. 50 years ago, I said there weren't any. First one appeared in Chicago in the early 1980s.
That's nuts.
What's the answer? Let's run to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
Gyms or workout places?
No, that's not it. Thank
you.
Oh,
that's a good
guess. That's pretty good, yeah. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer? Hello?
Hello?
Is it a pizza shop?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
Were pizza shops in the 80s?
Yeah, there were gyms, too. There were gyms in the 60s and the 70s. Gold's Gym.
What?
One of them. Gold's Gym was the name of it. G-O-L-D-S.
Oh. Okay.
There was a lot of those, and there was a lot of them. I can't think of any of the other ones, but there were a lot of them. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Cell phone towers?
Cell phone towers is absolutely right.
Oh, yay.
That's right.
Dang.
Good. Did you look that up?
I didn't. No, it's just a good guess.
Oh, very good. What's your name?
Melissa.
Melissa, where are you from?
Cayman Courthouse.
Yeah.
We've got two tickets for you, Melissa, to see the one and only Eric Church. Congratulations.
Good job, Melissa.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Cell phone towers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That doesn't even include the little ones, the little rooftop installations or something. We're talking about big
actual
cell phone towers.
Giant. Yeah. That's a lot, I feel.
155,000.
Yeah, that
everywhere.
Is a lot. Now that, like, I know what the answer is, that is a lot.
Yeah.
Dang.
Hold on.
Considering, like, there's not that many in Europe or, like, I mean, I know we have, like, a very large country, but I feel like 155,000, given, like, the state of where we were, like, 40 years ago, where versus,
were,
like,
they're not 50 years ago, as I mentioned.
Right. But it's just, like, I don't know. That's a lot. A lot constructed in a short amount of time is what I'll say.
All right. I just looked this up. Besides Gold's Gym, some other popular gyms in the 1980s.
Yeah.
24-hour fitness. LA Fitness.
Yeah.
And Bally's Total Fitness was a big gym. 3 mornings with Joe and Jonna going to be out and about this week, Friday. It's our Joe and Jonna happy hour. We'll be live here on Cat Country at Honky Tonk Saloon in Wildwood Friday from 5 to 7.
Cheers to the best happy hour
in
South Jersey.
Come and join us Friday. Then Saturday afternoon, 4 to 6, you're going to find me at Jersey Cow Ice Cream, Chilton Road in Northfield. My favorite ice cream. I'm looking forward to tasting their pumpkin ice cream Saturday. Jersey Cow Saturday. Good morning. We're things you need to know this morning. Two Cape May County school districts looking into possibly consolidating. Cape May and West Cape May districts are seeking a consulting firm to perform a feasibility study. Back in June, the Cape May School Business Administrator received notice of a $50,000 grant from the state to look at regionalization and shared services between the two smaller school districts.
For the 50th straight year, the New Jersey Firefighters Convention happens in North Wildwood this weekend. 3/9/11 remembrance ceremonies will kick off activities tomorrow. Events run through Sunday and are open to the public.
Anybody lose a manatee? Our friends at the Marine Mammal Stranding Center in Brigantine say they're monitoring a manatee that was spotted in Monmouth County over the last few days. It's rare for a manatee to be this far north, but it does happen. Most likely, the manatee will be slowly making its way south. Boaters are urged to keep their distance.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Cloudy and breezy, scattered showers, high of 69.
Catch 3107.3 mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
And here we go.
There are 5 of them. Number 1, stainless steel is a lie. It's actually stain more easily steel.
Well.
Number 2, getting to the age where I'm like, oh, hopefully I'll be dead by then.
Yeah.
Number 3, you don't have to be everyone's cup of tea. Be gasoline. Set that stuff on fire.
That's one way to do it.
Number 4, if you want to be impressed, if you want me to be impressed with your car, it better be a taco truck.
Agreed.
We're Joe and Jonna. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number 5. Menopause tweets are never, ever funny. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Let's check in with a TikTok mom to see how the first few days of school are going.
My 9-year-old told me this morning that riding the bus is stupid. So day 4 of school is going great.
Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jonna. We're going to be on the road later this week. Friday, the Joe and Jonna happy hour live. Honky Tonk Saloon in Wildwood. That starts Friday at 5. We'll be live on the air and live at the Honky Tonk. Hope to see you there. Cold drinks, great music.
We always have a really good time.
Lots of stuff to win as well.
We'd love to see you.
And then Saturday afternoon, 4 to 6, I'm going to be at Jersey Cow Ice Cream, Chilton Road in North.